G'day, Reece down here. Welcome to episode 97 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is called A Subtle Mindset Shift. And I'm going to explain it with a story. So on one of our missions overseas in Afghan, I was in a six-man sniper team. And we'd been out on one of our missions for maybe 2 or 3 days. And on this one particular night, we had just bedded down for the night. And it was maybe around, thinking back from memory, maybe 8 p.m. They had really, really long days in summer over there. And we'd set our position tactically, of course, and we were going to commence the picket shortly for the night. And then we got orders to move location, and we had to move, from memory again, it was maybe 5 or 6 kilometers. And now having to pack up all our shit and move locks was a little bit annoying as we had already settled down for the night. But being professionals, right, we got our shit together with minimal complaining and we commenced the move. Now, that move wasn't particularly hard. It wasn't particularly hot. We weren't really under any kind of tactical pressure. So it was a pretty straightforward move. So I wasn't necessarily hating the fact that we had to move locations, but I certainly wasn't enjoying it either. About halfway into the cross-graining slog, we had to sit down for a bit of a break. And as lead scout, I was a little bit ahead of the team. And as I turned around just to check in on the team and to make sure everything was okay, I saw one of my mates sitting there and he had this grin on his face. And I thought, what the fuck are you grinning at? So I got up and asked him. I went over and I said, mate, what's going on? What are you grinning about? You look like you are enjoying this. And he looked at me and he said, I am enjoying it. He said, we are out here for a little nighttime stroll. It's a beautiful night. It's nice and clear, which it was. He was correct. The temperature is perfect. We're getting a little bit of exercise in and no one's shooting at us. What's not to enjoy about it? And immediately I thought, this dude is fucking right. What wasn't to enjoy about a little bushwalk, or rather a little walk in the dashed? And even though, like I said, I wasn't hating the move, I certainly wasn't enjoying it. And that little interaction with my mate really changed my mindset, changed it immediately. And I really found the rest of the move was actually quite enjoyable. And all it took was a little mindset shift, a simple reframing of the situation. And ever since then, I've really tried to use that same reframing for other situations. Whenever I'm in a situation where I'm either just going through the motions to get it done, or I'm actively disliking the situation and whinging and moaning about it, I think back to that time in Afghan during that particular night move, and I try to apply the same subtle mindset shift. And I think, how can I reframe this situation into a positive? How can I reframe it to get something out of it and or actually start enjoying it? What can I do to make my situation better? And while sometimes, rarely, but sometimes the situation really just sucks and it's hard to turn it into a positive, right? But often I can. In fact, most of the time, I will find that I can make the situation more bearable, more positive, more enjoyable, and actually get something out of it. It's exactly like the tagline for my company, Operator Edge. Mindset is a choice. It's your choice to make that subtle mindset shift, reframe the situation, and find a positive. And one trick to help with this is to be grateful. When I think back to that patrol in Afghanistan and the interaction with my mate, I found that the second half of that location move was enjoyable because I was saying to myself, be grateful that you're in this situation. Be grateful that you have the ability and the capability to be in this position. I was in an SF sniper team operating behind enemy lines, executing my dream job with a bunch of other awesome operators. It was exactly what I wanted to do. I also use gratitude to help in those times when I don't feel motivated to get something done. For example, if I'm sitting around knowing that I should go for a run or I have to go for a run, but I'm being lazy and I'm trying to talk myself out of it, which happens from time to time, I'll be honest, I firstly check myself for being a little bitch, and then I say to myself, be fucking grateful for the fact that you have the ability to go for a run, that you have the ability to get off your ass, put on your shoes, and pump out a number of kilometers in order to keep fit and feel healthy and awesome. Because at some point, that's not going to be possible. At some point in the future, you physically won't be able to go for that run. So fucking enjoy it and do it while you can. And I apply the same attitude to many situations, from jiu-jitsu training to hanging out the washing, all right, to mowing the lawn, to putting the kids to sleep. And this is not just for those situations that you don't really want to do or maybe you're not enjoying. It's also for those situations that you're just doing because it's a chore and you have to do it and you have to get it done. Attempt to find a positive. Attempt to reframe the situation so you can enjoy it. So my challenge to you, and particularly for those attempting selection, is to, one, find the positive in any situation. Take a second to reframe a boring task or a mundane task or even a task that fucking sucks. Reframe it to find a positive. And if eventually you find yourself on selection and you're not enjoying it, you're having a rough day and you're thinking about quitting, challenge yourself to find the positive. Reframe the situation, get something out of it. So you can continue, get to the next stand or the next activity or the next morning and eventually complete selection. And two, be grateful. Be grateful that you are on the selection course, that you have the ability to be there, trying out for an elite unit with a bunch of other awesome dudes looking to do the same thing. Be grateful that you have that opportunity because you might not get another one. And most people in this world will never know what it's like to really push themselves, to get an insight into what they're actually capable of physically, mentally, emotionally. But you do. You're there on selection, testing yourself. So be fucking grateful because in the end, it's all worth it. And remember, it's all simply a mindset choice, a choice that you make. And that's it for this episode, episode 97, A Subtle Mindset Shift. I hope you got something out of it. If you have any questions, make sure you reach out. Email Reese, which is rhys@operatoredge.com, or check out operatoredge.com/selection for a number of different free resources there. Hope you enjoyed the episode, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.